This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Hello. I'm so happy to have you on. I hope you're doing well wherever you're listening. Today, I've got a special show for you. Have you ever grooved out to an hour-long playlist of awesome music by African women? Think about it. I bet you haven't. Well, that is going to change right now. Get ready for an explosion of red-hot Afro beats, Afro pop, Amapiano, hip-hop, traditional, and live band tunes all by African women. Ah! Now, I selected current songs, all released in the past 3 years, except for one, that are sung, wrote, rapped, and played by 16 of the continent's most talented women. I also dug into our Music Time in Africa archives of interviews with some of these women over the years and include excerpts here and there to give you a sense of who they are behind their music and what inspires them. So, that's the show. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Malawi, here's Kalidwe by Katura. That was Keturah with her 2021 single Kalidwe and featuring Gidis Chalamanda. Since then, the Malawian singer-songwriter and guitarist has released a 10-track self-titled album with Hen House Studios in Los Angeles, California. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Chacun Sa Chance, or Everyone a Fair Chance, by Chris M. of Cameroon. Currently, this is the most successful song in the country with 27 million views in 10 months. If you're tenacious and willing to work hard, she sings, you can make it.
Là-bas, près du vigilant. Hey, 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 hey.
Okay. Hey, guys. Now we move to West Africa. This is the sound of the acoustic guitar in a pentatonic mode, characteristic of music from the Wassaloum region in Mali. Soon you'll hear another string instrument, the Kamalengoni. That's the region's signature sound. And then the voice of Wassalou, Oumou Sangaré. Sangaré is a multi-award and Grammy-winning vocalist. She became a world music superstar in the late 1980s and has 9 albums under her belt and still maintains an active career today. In 2020, I interviewed her and share some of that a bit further into the song. But for now, here's Samani. Hello, Oumou. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Anna.
We have known each other now for a long time. It has been decades where you have released amazing albums. I think maybe 8 by now. You just released one in 2020, and you started back in the late 80s. So what is the key to staying on top for all of these years?
I work a lot, and I am so in love with my traditional instrument from Wassalou. It's something that the rest of the world has to see. We have things that we must show others.
It makes me think of your 2020 album, Acoustic. I really loved that song, Samani. Yes. Could you explain what are you singing about?
Samani, I wrote it, it's been more than 15 years ago. It's a song that speaks about death.
De la mort.
Doesn't pardon anyone. I sang it because I had lost my first arranger. It was very painful for me.
Who was that?
Amadou Bagindo. He's the one who arranged my first album, Andia, Jarabi Nene, and all of those. It was him. The album came out, and not even 3 months later, he died. So it was then I had the real shock of death, and it pushed me to write a song about death. And since then, when one hears Samani in no matter what radio in Mali, everyone, everywhere in Africa or on TV, that signals that someone has died. Sajue sirala tata, kusama in
mamu baru saya manisa samangin sa de misani saya manimba saya temu wotu kibidia
That was Sayamayi by Umu Sangare, and a bit of her speaking about that song in an interview from 2020. Hello, guys. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and as I promised at the beginning of the hour, this is an all-female playlist. Yes, sirree. Abene ni alachere. Now, to one more from Umu, but in collaboration with another huge diva of Malian djelia music, Safi Djabate, let's listen to Barika. To Tanzania, two more awesome tunes by African women. First up, one of Ethiopia's reigning divas, Aster Awike, singing Nakvot from her 2019 album, Chewa.
My name is Hind Naira from
Morocco. All right. Hi, guys. How are you all doing? Are you enjoying this All African Women playlist? Now to Tanzania. This is Zuchu with Napambana.
Toke patupu Sikunzi mani ambuli ebu Usiniulize na shige mjini Nyokote machupa niuze siso Hata kidanga jamani acheni Iwe kondaka ubungo miga migo Tikie duwa zetu waja pate magari sita nane saba Tuwe Gucci Fendi na mi Prada we Acha kumwela Mungu habaguya na wapa hadi gedele Kuwewe Ela Chayela Wanakudhara uwata kueshi mumbele E nipate ntoke patuku Eti ziku nzima ni yambulie buku Usiniulize na ishije mjini Wapambana jimi kono juu, mikono juu, mikono juu Sasa usimcheke alo shindi ya chunga
Aliekula kala
Wewa biryani shibe ile ile
Aliekula kala
Marage robo gali kilo kumi
Aliekula kala
Atukula pizza baga shibe ile ile
Aliekula kala
Mama aliekula kala
Aliekula kala
Aliekula kala
Aliekula kala
Yo, yo, hello people. This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell. Music time in Africa.
Yes, okay. So we are going to listen to two more songs back to back by, of course, African women, since that is what today's show is all about. And then a piece of an archive interview I had with Grammy winner Nomse Bozikode, who won for Best Performance in World Music back in February. But for now, here's Ira Starr's mega hit, Rush.
You must hustle if you want job. You no finish, they won't fight us. If them, they run, them no fit catch up. I know they form say I too righteous. No con they form say you too like us. Me no get the time for the hate and the bad energy. Cause my mind on my money. Make you dance like broccoli. Steady green like broccoli. Standing on my grind, oh yeah, what they want telling me. Could deny my fantasy. They want to check.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to Voice of America's Music
and
Time in
here
Africa
is Let Me Be Great by Zambia's Sampa the Great, and featuring the one and only Angelique Kidjo.
Sony are the shines. Many men led to their own devices. Tell the story even at the crisis. Baby serving, quite structured to be divorced. The hunter should be looking at my balls. I'm lying, I'm king, man, I'm lost. I'm feeling it. But the course of what is the cost? I'm healing, I'm dealing with my heroes. Oh, she didn't know my flaws. When I was younger, you was on my goals. Now it's three places. There will never be another me, nigga. So I figure I could call my own past story. I'm an exhibit on my name. I'm Sammy, I'm Tembo, I'm Eve, I'm Shumpa, I'm great. Remember when you doubt and fear, you would have your voice in a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Young Tumblebee. Yeah. Forever, ever, and ever, ever, and ever, ever, and ever.
I'ma be great. And you can never fail, where even when you fall, you prevail. And you can never lessen with the lesson, and I've been pressing. So it's not about impressing, I'm expressing. And every pep I pay, still stressing. What Simon said, stay in your lane. If I stayed, I'd be playing with them little wine books, singing Tupac books, still ignoring the fact that the queen ain't boring. So that you can conquer any hill. That's how I feel, that's how I feel. My vision, I'm impeccable. Every strength gained, every stage detectable. Look into the future, full vision, no spectacle. It's legacy, it's what I see. Remember when there's doubt, fear. You would have your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna be great.
That was Sampa the Great. Now, we turn to this year's Grammy Award-winning song for Best Performance in World Music, Payete. It's sung by Nomse Bozikode, who I spoke with just before her big win in February. First, here's a bit of what she had to say.
Hello, hello, Heather, and hello to the people of Washington. Thank you so much for having me. I'm the voice of America. It's a great honor.
How do you feel?
Honestly speaking, I'm over the moon, coming from a small township in Hammersdale. I've never thought that one day I can be here representing my own country, South Africa. It's something very big for me.
Ukuthula emhlabeni wakho waguka amanxeba acwela umzimba wonke kumnyama babakhanyisa bacela ukuthula empilweni zabo.
Now, most people know you around the world for the song Jerusalemma. I can't remember. Did that win a Grammy Award?
No, it didn't, my angel. You know, I wrote and sang that biggest song, Jerusalemma. It took the world by a storm. We were not nominated for this song, or maybe we didn't get the Grammy Award with this song. But I think God knew that Bayete was coming and made sure that he put me in the right place at the right time. So I'm not complaining. I feel like it's timing. Oh,
was, of course, Jerusalem by Master KG, sung by Nomsebo Zikode. If you're just tuning in, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and today's show features a playlist of current songs and a few interviews from the archives by African women. Now, if you have been with me since the top of the hour, it's an all-around great groove, just like I promised, right? Ha! I knew it! All right, well, there's more. Here are three back-to-back jams from Francophone and Lusophone West African ladies. First, Aida Sam with Tomboy, followed by Rosaline Layo's Donnez-nous un peu, and then finally Karina Gomez's Majna Odigo.
So fatally codimba, don't you down under the cafe for the day?
Donnez-nous un peu, on veut goûter aussi. Votre amour vous mangez, la sève, nous un peu. Donnez-nous un peu, on veut goûter aussi. Votre amour vous mangez, la sève, nous un peu. Donnez-nous un peu. dans nos relations. Tous les jours, il y a explication. Voilà, on souffre trop. Toujours ces discours, jusqu'à même pour gagner bisous. Souvent, on se met à genoux. Pourtant, on dit que l'amour se trouve partout. Mais apparemment, pour nous, là, ça est dans le trou. Aujourd'hui, matin, c'est doux. Le soir, ça devient bizarre. Le lendemain, c'est renversé.
Nascido para os outros, não quero ser fingido quando gosto. Quando gosto, gosto. E nem é pelo que posto, é pelo que mostro. A minha rede não é social. Se a gente pede, não é especial. Amor não se pede, guarda a tua régua, amor não se mede. Se eu for, eu volto, amor não se perde. Eu sou rapper de profissão, gangsta de vocação, Robin dos Bosques do novo tempo. Só que eu sou trapper nessa versão. E se da rima comes, lembra que a rima é fome.
História que te contaram, são histórias que não é bem contado.
Nem Ana Karina
nome
Gomes.
Que fica, são nome que não é bem ficado.
O meu
história,
nome é Prodígio, a minha herança é esperança.
Vira!
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemari,
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, I have one more song by a remarkable female musician who I have also interviewed in the past. And then two more songs to play for you, also by African women, before saying goodbye. Let's get to it. We'll listen to the song Jarabi by Gambian kora player, composer, and singer Sona Jubate. But first, here is an excerpt of our conversation in 2018 about the significance of her playing this instrument, the kora. So let's get to the big wow factor for most people. You are the first female kora virtuoso to come out of West Africa to play professionally. Mm-hmm. Can you break that down for us, starting with what is a griot for those who don't know?
Mm-hmm. Well, a griot is part of a very old tradition which dates back to the 13th century when the Mali Empire was at its strongest day. And since then, there has been the formalization of this tradition, which has then now become hereditary to be passed down within certain families. And the Jubate family is one of these griot families, which they have the exclusive right to play certain instruments that belong to the griot. And it's associated with the empire building. It's associated with a lot of the nationalism, which is why people have so much pride in the griot tradition still now, because it gives you those feelings of, you know, being part of something that has predated Gambia, Senegal, Guinea, and all these separate countries. It brings back the memories of when all of that was actually unified as part of this Mali Empire, and the traditions were shared. So it has a huge power, even though the Mali Empire and its influence, of course, has long gone. It's a hereditary tradition. Mm-hmm.
And normally passed down from father to son in terms of the kora instrument. Is. So how is it that you got interested in playing the kora specifically, since that was probably more of a challenge than it would have been, say, to just sing or do another instrument that women traditionally do?
Yeah. Well, again, it was my fortune to have the kora in my hands from such a young age, because my brother was studying with my father when he was young. And there's a big age gap between us, so he started to teach me when I was like around 4 years old. So by the time I got to when I start to understand what is it that I want to do musically with my career, I had so much foundation in the kora. And going through so many different other traditions, other instruments, and other modes of expression, it was the only one that still had this purity with me that I could connect with and that I felt I was free in. I didn't have to try to be something. It was the only thing I could just be me, and it was what it was. So when I was 17, I decided I want to go and study with my father. I want to learn the older repertoire. I want to know some more of the repertoire from my grandfather's generation. So I took the time out to go and study with him, and that's really where the turning point was in terms of this is now what I have to continue with.
And when you say go, you mean go back to Gambia? Were you in the UK and then go back to Gambia?
No, he lived for so many decades in Norway. So I studied with him in Norway, yeah. You know, we just spent our whole days indoors. We didn't go out. We just were indoors all day, literally sitting on the side of the bed studying. You know, we just stopped to eat and then we go. And then it continued, of course.
Yeah.
That was Jarabi by the Kora Trailblazer, first woman to play the griot instrument professionally, Sona Jobate of Gambia. Okay, guys, two more songs to go. Here's one of my favorites by Ghanaian songstress Jackie, featuring Nigerian Omale. Forever.
And it goes like,
my mind is for you.
My heart
beats for you. Every time when I think of you, I don't know. I feel loved again. I don't want to wait for days. Let me have you in my arms again.
Spirit is soul and spirit is from body. Yeah, you take me heavenly. 2170, my head is spin. My dear, that devil is a liar, liar, liar. Yeah, I see me and you. Everything will consign you, consign me. Psychiatric, you cannot delete my mind. My my yeah, I see me and you. Everything will consign you, consign me. Psychiatric, you cannot delete our
my.
Listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
All right, and we've got Nere by Vidas Le Brion featuring Burkina Faso's top female singer, Abibu Sawadogo. It is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for joining me today. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.